This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So if somebody provokes you to get angry, what would you say? Someone upsets you. What would you say, Juma? Get out of my face, right? Before that, what would you say to them? Let's hear from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In hadith number 46, عن سليمان ابن سرد رضي الله عنه قال كنت جالسا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ورجلان يستبان. سليمان ابن سرد رضي الله عنه, he says, one day I was with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, I was sitting with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and when two men began to quarrel and curse each other. What do you guys learn from this so far? The Prophet was there. He was right there. They could probably see that he was there. But they were normal community, normal people, normal society. There is the good and the bad and the ugly. There is those who are, alhamdulillah, yani, very, very conservative, very adherent to the principles. And there are the easy ones, the burly. There are those when the Prophet says something, they would say, Sami'na wa ata'na, we listen, we obey. And those who say just like, really? Is it because of your cousin? So they were just still human beings. They were like everybody else. So it happened that these two people, they were kind of like having an argument and then start yelling at each other and then start cursing at each other. سَقَالَ فَقَالَ وَأَحَدُهُمَا قَدْ إِحْمَرَّ وَجُهُ وَانْتَفَخَتْ أَوْدَاجُهُ. He says, one of them, one of these people, he says, he start turning red and the veins of his neck were swollen from rage, obviously. Like you can tell, he's getting really, really angry. So, قَالَ فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. He said to the people around him, he says, إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ كَلِمَةً لَوْ قَالَهَا لَذَهَبْ عَنْهُ مَا يَجِدْ. The Prophet ﷺ says, you know, I know of a word, if he were to utter that, his rage would vanish and go away. Like that state of rage will just disappear. فَقَالَ الصَّحَابَةُ. So the companions told the Prophet ﷺ, قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَقَالَ قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. So when they inquired, they said, قال, if he says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the cursed. So they immediately ran to the man. Now, as-sahaba, they like to benefit everybody, right? So that's an opportunity to benefit someone like this. قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ ذَهَبَ عَنْهُ مَا يَجْدِ. If he say that, this state of rage will disappear. فَقَالُ لَهُ إِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ تَعَوَّذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. So the Prophet they weren't turned to him, and they said, the Prophet is saying that if you say that, you will be good. So seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the accursed. حَيْثُ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي وَمُسْلِمُ. So next time someone tries to upset you, what should you say, Jama'ah? How dare you, right? You start by saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, and then let's see what happens after that. But the hadith, by the way, has a continuation. It wasn't mentioned in this narration. So when the Sahaba went to this man and said, hey, the Prophet said, if you say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, this will go away. Now, if it was you, if that were you, were you in that position, what would you tell them? What would you respond to their saying, hey, if you say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, this will go away? What would you say to them? Of course, that's from the Prophet. Absolutely, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. That's what we expect, right? But the man was in a state of rage. He was in a state of rage that his rationale was gone. Like he's not listening anymore. He's just in a complete different world. So when they told him, the Prophet is saying, if you say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, you will be fine, this will go away. He responded by saying, قَالَ أَتُرَانِي مَجْنُونًا. Like I'm crazy or something. It's just like basically saying what to them? Get out of my face. Don't talk to me now. Obviously, if this man was in his full faculty of the mind, those statements will be what? Kufr. He's rejecting the Prophet ﷺ advice now in this moment. But he wasn't there. So he can technically excused, because he wasn't really there altogether when he said what he said. And that tells us as human beings, whenever we are in a state of rage or any kind of excessive emotions, our rationale is not functioning anymore. So never ever try to make any decision about your marriage, about your children, about your job, about your friendship, about your parents, whatever that is. Do not try to make decision when you are in such an excessive emotional state. Like people get angry and then, you know, they're provoked. Well, divorce me. If you're a man, divorce me right now. What would you say? I divorced you 1,000 times. And he calls the imam. Well, Sheikh, she made me angry and I said that. I said, no. She made you angry, but you decided to say that. So you're going to have to understand, you have to take responsibility, right? Same thing with the kids or the job. Someone gets you upset at work. What do you say? You know what? I quit. And then after that, just like, can I go back to my position? Be careful, Jama'ah. When you're in a very state of rage like this, you're not listening, you're not saying, you're not thinking straight. So it's better for you to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Why do we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim? Now, here's the thing. If you're in a state of argument, like these people were arguing in front of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they were arguing now, why nobody was listening in that moment? What do you think the reason why people don't listen in argument? Why is that? Come on, Jama'ah. Remember the last time you were talking to your spouse? Whatever you were saying, she still says something different. Whatever she says, you still respond something different. Why in a state of rage, in moment of arguments, no one is listening? Why is that? Because everybody is focusing on their own pain. So no matter what you tell me, I'm ready to say, well, that's nothing. Hear me right now. And when you start speaking, they will say, well, that's nothing. Let me tell you now next, the next level too. And we start escalating our pain to prove to you that I deserve to be in pain more than you are. Now, who's doing this to us? No, shaitan, not yet. No, shaitan is not there yet. Before the shaitan, who's doing this to us? Your ego. Your nafs. As Allah said, قال, in the context of husband, wife, in a state almost close to divorce, but then Allah requests for them to try to reach a settlement. قال فلا جناح عليهما يصلح بينهما صلحا والصلح خير. It's better for them to reach a settlement, and reaching a settlement is still better than divorce. Like if you can't find peace somehow, it's better than divorce. That's what Allah says in the Quran. But then He said, Subhanahu wa Taala, قال, as they tried to make that settlement, قال وأحضرت الأنفس الشح. And their mean selves become present. Look, he spoke about yourself as a different entity. What does that mean? When a husband and wife are talking, they think they are just two of them are talking. No, you're not. It's you, your spouse, your ego, their ego, they're all getting together right now in a conversation. So whenever you say something, their ego is saying to them like, really? Did you just hear what he said? Are you okay with that? So your ego is trying to inflame the situation. So you start now responding, and their ego is saying like, are you going to let him go away with that? Are you okay with this? So of course, you know, so therefore, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to make any settlement. Okay, now, who is utilizing the ego in that moment? That's where the shaitan comes in. Your ego is nothing but a Trojan horse for the shaitan. As Allah said in the Quran, قال وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. The shaitan in the argument in Jahannam, they start telling him, it's you, it's because of you. You did this to us. He goes, hey, no, nothing. I did absolutely nothing to you. I had no control over you, no power over you, except I just whispered, and you listened to me. So don't blame me. Blame yourself, which means that ego of yours. See, ego is bias. Ego is designed to always make you feel good. So you never take responsibility, never admit fault, nothing. So it can always defend you at all costs, even if it was wrong, just to make you feel better. So the shaitan comes and starts blowing into this ego until it becomes so huge, overinflated ego, bigger than you deserve. Anything, the whole world, should you sabbihu bihamd, your ego. And unfortunately, it becomes so difficult that you can't even recognize a'udhu billah, the command from Allah or from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You come to somebody and say, ya akhi ittaqillah. What did they say? What did they tell you? You ittaqillah first. That's the best response you can get from them. But sometimes they say something even worse. Allahumma musta'an. Because now they're not thinking. The shaitan is blowing into the ego, and the ego blocking their sight, and they can't see or hear anymore. That's why we say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, to keep the shaitan away from our ego. So that we try to control our ego. Allah says, قَالُوا مَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِي فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ مُفْلِحُونَ. Those who are safe and protected from the shuh, the stinginess of their nafs, which means their ego, that mean self. If you are protected from that, you are the most successful person in the dunya and in the akhirah. So what we learn from this, Jama'ah, and don't let your ego get in between you and listen to the advice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Allah Azza wa Jalla. A true believer, whenever they're told, listen, that qala Allah, qala Rasul, what do they say? Sami'na wa ata'na. It was reported that one of the, from Bani Umayyah, I think it was Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, or his son, but eventually he was one of the, Abdul Malik, he was one of the students of knowledge before he became the Khalifa. So one time he was in a gathering, and then someone came to him so furious and upset, he goes, ittaqillah, ittaqillah. Like he was angry with him, something, he said, ittaqillah. So he immediately dropped into sajda. When he dropped into sajda, everybody was looking, what's going on? He just went into sajda long enough to cool down, then he got up. He says, Ya Amir al-Mu'min, what happened? He goes, well, he told me, taqillah, and I felt offended. So to control my ego, he said, to control myself, I just dropped into sajda for the word, taqillah. Imagine if we always have that in our conscience. That, you know what, I don't care what people say. What I care, what Allah subhanahu will be pleased with me or not. So I'm always conscious of that. So if someone just gets upset or provoked you or tried to get you upset, just say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Because if you're going to respond to their nonsense all the time, your chances to make mistakes become higher and higher and higher. So save yourself by saying, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, and guard your iman and your sanctity as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the shaitan ya rabbil alameen. And make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes. So when you say A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, the question, when you say A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, do you say it out loud or just whisper it to yourself or make it just silently? Should I say it in the face of that individual? Like if it's you and your spouse. You and your wife, right? She says something that you should, and you tell her, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. I don't think it's wise, yeah. So, but it depends on the circumstances. Definitely. Saying A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim is needed. To whisper it, to say it out loud, maybe you say A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim on one side, and then that said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Just reminding them that you're trying to control yourself for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Wallahu a'lam. Nah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. يا رب.